Morning, brother. Oops. Is it on? Oh, it's on. Thank you. Good morning, brother and sister. 弟兄姐妹早。我还没有开始的时候呢，我想跟大家解释一下。I'm going to explain something to you this morning. I did not even notice it until I hand the PowerPoint to the back, to the media team. And I noticed I didn't even change the title page. 我发觉我没有改了那个那个主题，那个 PowerPoint slide。为什么我这样说呢？因为你 you would notice that it's a Revelation 3b. 你注意到那个 Revelation 3b， 我待会会解释给大家听。What happened is that you might ask, how come all of a sudden you're going to talk about the Church of Philadelphia, but there were seven churches in the Book of Revelation in chapter 2 and chapter 3. Why don't you talk about some other church?There's a reason for it. I'm going to go to English for a long term and I'll translate. There's a reason for it because starting last year, 2025, in January, the two churches I normally go to in the Bay Area, plus the church that I share via video in Philippines, I started with chapter 2 with the Church of Ephesus, and I go one church at a time. Just so happened,A couple of months ago, I came to the Church of Philadelphia, and I thought, maybe I'll share with your church as well. 弟兄姐妹，不是启示录第二章跟第三章有七个教会，七个教会有不同的信息。也许你会你会问我，早上你为什么今天我讲到那个腓拉铁腓的教会，不讲别的教会？我跟你解释一下。不是非要铁非的教会有什么特别。那么弟兄姐妹，就是从2025年1月的时候开始，我在常去的教会在 Bay Area 跟着在 video 跟他们分享，在视频跟他们分享那个菲律宾的教会。我是一家教会跟每一个信息，从第二章第一节开始，每一个教会跟他们讲刚好我大概一两个月前我就来到那个腓拉铁腓的教会，所以呢我就今天跟你们分享腓拉铁腓的教会的信息所以呢这个 3B 是什么意思呢？ What is the 3B mean? It's chapter 3, the second sermon. 第三章第二个讲台不管了，我们往下看我先读那个经文。 I'm going to first read the scripture.It's a long scripture, so I'm not going to read in English. I'm just going to read in Chinese. For those of you who read English, I'm sure you can follow along. 你要写信给腓拉铁腓的教会的使者说，圣洁、正直、拿着大会的钥匙，开了没有人能关，关了也没有人能开的说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量。也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看啊，我在你面前，给你一个敞开的门，是没有人能关的。撒旦议会的，自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，他们是说谎话的。我要使他们来到你脚前下拜，也要使他们知道我是已经爱你了。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼，我必快来。你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要占我神的名和神城的名，并我的姓名都写在他上面。圣灵对众教会所说的，有耳的都应当听。听我们低头祷告。天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。主啊，当我们来到你面前的时候，求主你帮助我们了解你话语里面的奥秘，帮助我们弟兄姐妹每一个人讲的听的同被圣灵所感动。愿主耶稣基督在我们当中得着一切的荣耀、颂赞和赞美。祷告奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。那么 ，because I have not talked about the other churches, I'm going to give you some highlight. If you when you go read Revelation 2 and 3, there is something, there is a point that it might help you. 当我们读到启示录第二章第三章对这个七个教会的信息的话，弟兄姐妹，有一个秘诀你可以可以当你读的时候你可以看清楚。The way that Jesus introduced himself to that particular church oftentimes addresses the issue facing that particular church. 耶稣基督怎么样去介绍自己，对某一个教会怎么样去介绍自己，就针对那一个教会特别的需要和特别的问题。For example, 举个例子， The church in Ephesus, what happened to them is that they lost the power to shed light. Why did they lose the power to shed light as a lampstand? It is because they lost their first love. And so Jesus introduced himself as one who was among the seven lampstands.以弗所的教会失去做灯台那个能力，发光的能力，为什么呢？因为他们离弃了起初的爱，离弃了起初的爱就没有办法去发光，没有办法去发光的时候，所以耶稣基督怎么样介绍自己呢？耶稣基督就介绍自己为七个灯台中，这是教会中所行走的。 Amen? OK, 往下 give you another example, 还有另外一个例子。For example, in the church of Pergamos, I'm sorry, in the church of Pergamos, the major issue facing the church in Pergamos is the errors in doctrine. They were being misled by false prophets. Therefore, the solution to the false doctrine, the solution to erroneous doctrine is the Word of God.And the word of God is described as the two-edged sword in the book of Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 12 to 13. 那个别加摩的教会，他们的问题是什么呢？他们的问题是他们有错误的教导，他们有假先知来引他们。那么弟兄姐妹，怎么样解决他们那个错误的教导呢？唯有神的道才可以。所以耶稣基督耶稣基督介绍自己的两刃的利剑，两刃的利剑就是神的道。因为那个希伯来书第四章十二节到十三节是这样写的。 Amen? 那么我往下看，我不再给你例子了，我就讲到菲拉铁菲的教会的事情。 I'm going to talk about the church in Philadelphia from now on. In verse 7 we read how Jesus introduced himself. 第七节我们看见耶稣基督怎么样去介绍他自己。In the first half of verse 8, it actually addressed the problem that is facing the church in Philadelphia. 第三章第八节的前半节就讲到那个腓拉铁菲的教会的问题。What is the one thing? What is the problem? You have a little strength. 他们略有一点点的力量。If you understand the meaning of it, that's basically Philadelphia is a weak church. 换一句话说，腓拉铁菲的教会是一个软弱的教会，是一个软弱的教会。他们的问题就是软弱。Okay. So when we see that, we're going to ask the question: What is the solution to this problem?The solution to this problem is the way Jesus introduced himself. Jesus introduced himself as the one who is holy and true and hold the key of David. 耶稣怎么样介绍自己呢？给那个教会，耶稣说我是圣洁的，我圣洁而正直的，我也是拥有大会的钥匙的。 In a minute you will understand why Jesus introduced himself that way.待会你会明白为什么耶稣用这样的话来介绍自己。往下，当我们看到的时候呢，我们了解到什么呢？但第七节说什么呢？第七节说，耶稣说我是那圣洁，我是那正直的。 OK, 我们不讲到那个大卫的钥匙，我待会讲到那个。 Brother and sister, he said that he who is holy, he who is true is speaking to youThe one who is speaking to you, if you go back to the scripture, to explain the scripture, you will notice in 1 Peter 1:16, they say, Because it is written, Be holy, this is God speaking, Be holy, For I am holy. That basically says you should be holy because I, God, is holy. 那么彼得前书第一章第六节说什么呢？因为圣经记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我神是圣洁的。Amen。那么约翰福音14:16，John chapter 14:6 say the following. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, which is true. Whatever is true is Jesus, and the life. No one come unto the Father except through me. 耶稣在约翰福音14:6说，耶稣说我是道路，我是真理，我是真实的生命。若不值得我，没有人能到父那里去。 Okay, let me backtrack a minute. What is the problem with the church in Philadelphia? 这个腓立帖腓这个教会问题是什么呢？他们是软弱， they are weak. What is the solution to resolve the weakness of that church? 怎么样可以解决那一个教会的软弱呢？ I tell you what.The Bible said you need to be holy because your God is holy. If Christians are holy or strive to live a holy life, then you are a powerful Christian. If you do not live a holy life, then you are a weak Christian. 弟兄姐妹，姐你说得很清楚，我是圣洁的。弟兄姐妹，但假如我们基督徒要活出一个有能力的生活，有能力的生命，我们就是要追求圣洁的生命。 Amen， 听得懂吗？ OK， 所以就要解决这个问题。 OK， 往下还有 Also he said I'm the one who hold the key of David and whatever I open nobody can shut whatever I shutNobody can open. Later on, he's talking about door. Basically say, the door that I open, nobody can shut it. The door that I close, nobody can open it. 接你说的什么呢？接你说耶稣有大卫的钥匙。大卫的钥匙呢，就是说我开的没有人能关，我关的也没有人能开。可以说到一个门，一个钥匙就是开门的嘛。开门的时候，我开的门没有人能关，我关的门也没有人能开。这个奥秘其实很大的。Okay, 第一点, the thing about the key of David is a representation of the authority of God. Let me say it again. The key of David is a representation of the authority of God because David was king. And the king, the key that held by the king represents the authority. 弟兄姐妹,在那个大卫的钥匙代表什么呢?大卫的钥匙是代表那个权柄。什么的权柄呢？大卫是皇，他的皇的钥匙就是有权柄的钥匙。弟兄姐妹，那个神就是万王之王，万主之主，他有大卫的钥匙，是代表到神是有全能的权柄。Amen. OK. 那么很奇妙的 ，What is very interesting is that not only is it in the New Testament.If you go back to the Old Testament, you will sort of understand this truth. 假如你回到旧约圣经的时候，你会了解这个真理。这个以赛亚书 ，A Book of Isaiah, Chapter 22, Verse 22. Sounds like a year. Then the year 22. Anyway, never mind. In the key of the house of David, I will lay upon his shoulder, for he shall open and no one shall shut, and he shall shut and no one shall open.以赛亚书22:22，我必将大卫的钥匙放在他的箭头上，他开没有人能关，他关了没有人能开。OK， 给你呢，就刚刚我说跟你解释的，就是大卫的钥匙是代表神的权柄，那个大卫皇的权柄。Brother and sister, as I explained to you earlier, the key of David is represent the authority of a king, authority of a king.So therefore, it is also represent the authority of the King of Kings. Amen? Okay, 往下. This key is very, very important from a spiritual standpoint. Because what the Bible said, if you go back to Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, let me just read it first to you. This is Jesus speaking. I am he who lived and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of Hades and of death. 启示录第一章十八节，那这个是耶稣本人说的，是那存活的，我曾死过，现在要活了，直活到永永远远，看清楚了，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。Brother and sister, when you first read this verse, you say, wait a minute, it's kind of confusing to me. How come Jesus need the key of hell and Hades and of death? 弟兄姐妹，当你开始读那一节经文的时候，你也许你会想不通，为什么耶稣需要那个死亡和阴间的钥匙呢？ OK, 其实圣经解开圣经的真理。In the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14, it says the following, that through death, because he is Jesus, through death, Jesus might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. That him is the devil. I'm not trying to add to the Bible. I'm just trying to explain, elaborate what it's trying to tell you. Through death, Jesus might destroy the devil who had the power of death. That's basically what it means if you kind of read it in context. 希伯来书第二章第十四节后半节说，特别指着死败坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼。Okay, let me explain to you what happened. When Adam and Eve sinned, death entered the world. In a manner of speaking, the key to death actually controlled by the devil. I didn't say it, the Bible said it. 那么弟兄姐妹，当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，那个死亡的钥匙就是控制在那个魔鬼的身上，不是我说的，乃是圣经说的。But one thing I want you to notice is very interesting. I believe, if you could read it in English, I actually believe the English translation is a little bit better. Okay? For those of you who just read the Chinese, just follow with me. I'm sure most of you understand English. You notice the language. The language said, Jesus through death destroyed the one who, what? H-A-D, had the power of death. H-A-D is past tense.那么弟兄姐妹，英文的翻译我觉得比较好，英文的翻译就是说，因为有 past tense, or present tense, or future tense, 那个英文的翻译就是说，耶稣指着死败坏了以前掌管死亡的魔鬼，听得懂吗？ HAD is a past tense, OK? 那么弟兄姐妹，当耶稣基督钉十字架的时候， when Jesus was nailed on the cross,He was buried for 3 days. 他埋葬了。On the third day, he rose again. 第三天他复活。I have to tell you honestly, if Jesus died for us for our sin, it is enough? No, it is not. When Jesus buried in the tomb, is it enough? No, it is not. Jesus must rise again. Because when Jesus rose again, he have conquered death. He have destroyed death. He have got the resurrected life.Because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Amen? 弟兄姐妹，当我们想到耶稣钉十字架为我们的罪 而死，够吗？不够。他为我们的罪埋葬，够吗？不够。他第三天一定要复活。假如他没有复活，我们所信的神是死的神，我们信的神，我们就不能唱刚刚我们所唱的歌，因他活着，我们可以面对明天，对吗？同意吗？OK, 弟兄姐妹，我们要了解这个。The devil had H-A-D, past tense, the power of death, but now Jesus has control over it. 以前，魔鬼可以控制死亡跟阴间，但是现在在耶稣基督手里。This is the important point. When the Bible said Jesus had the key of David, as well as the key of death,What basically mean is that he can shut, if you and I are Christian, he can shut the door to death for us, and he can open the door of heaven for us. Amen? 弟兄姐妹，这是你很重要的概念。耶稣有大会的钥匙，也有死亡的钥匙，不是我说，圣经说的哈，你不要跟我 debate 哈。那么弟兄姐妹，代表什么呢？代表耶稣对死亡关了那个门。 对永生开了那个门，你唯一需要的就是相信他。 Amen? Amen? 所以相信他，死亡对你没有什么关系，我们就是有永生。 Brother and sister, if you believe in Jesus, you don't worry about death. You have an eternal hope, a living hope, that you will receive in glory and live forever in eternal life with Jesus. Amen? Okay, now let me ask you, if you are a Christian, what is that power? What is the authority, the kingdom authority, the authority of Jesus Christ? What should it be used for? Let me say it again. What should the authority of Christ be used for? 我们了解到耶稣有权柄，耶稣也给了我们有权柄。耶稣给我们的权柄是做什么的呢？做什么的呢？圣经解开那个奥秘。The Bible said in Matthew chapter 28:18-20, Jesus came and spoke to them saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages. Amen. 耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。为与父子那个翻译有一点点的，他们用另外的另外的言语，不管了，凡我吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。 Amen. Brother and sister, the authority that Jesus have, He give to us. Now, listen to me very carefully. Jesus said, I have all the authority on heaven and on earth.He gave that authority to us to do what? To do what? He gave the authority to us to preach the gospel unto the whole world. Amen? 弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督得到天上地下所有的权柄，那个权柄他也赐给我们，赐给我们做什么呢？好像中国出来做侠，那做什么呢？就是为了传福音。全福音给全世界的人，叫他们可以因着耶稣基督得救。 Amen? 所以我们要了解这一个。往下我要讲到第八节了。第八节说 Verse 8 say the following. This is going back to chapter 3 of book of Revelation. I know your work. See that I have set before you an open door that no one can shut. Okay, we talked about what the open door is. That open door is a door to eternal life. Amen?For you have little strength, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. 启示录第三章第八节，我知道你的行为，你略有一点的力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看啊，在你面前给你开给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。OK， 那么这一个门是代表什么呢？我刚刚跟你们分享过，是永生的门。OK。这一节圣经第八节哈 ，If you don't listen to anything else, listen to the next several slide, okay? 假如你别的东西你听不你没听进去，你下几个 slide 你一定要听进去。Verse 8 is the pivotal point to address the problem in the church. 第八节就解决教会的问题，教会软弱的问题。Brother and sister, they have a little strength. They are not strong. 腓立铁腓的教会是软弱的，他们没有什么能力。However, there are also people within the church. If you read the text very carefully, there are people within the church that kept that kept the word of God, that did not deny the name of Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Even though they were weak church, there are people in that church.That have kept the word of God and not denied the name of Jesus. 虽然他们是软弱的教会，但是在他们当中也有些遵守神的道，也没有弃绝了耶稣的名。OK? 那么弟兄姐妹， there are three important points I want to point out in this particular verse. Like I said, this is a central part of this sermon. 第 第八节里面有三个重点，我也提出来。这一个就是我今天的讲到最重要的一个重点。The three things I want to point out is the following: they have a little strength. Some of them kept the word of God and have not denied His name. And then God opened the door for them.弟兄姐妹有个三个重点的部分，就是第一，他们略有一点点的力量，就是他们是很软弱的，但是他其中的有遵守神的道，也没有弃绝神的名的人。第三点，神为他们敞开的门。 OK, I want to focus on these three things. Now let's ask a question. 当我们软弱的时候，我们要问为什么软弱。When we are weak as a Christian, we must ask the question, why are we weak? And the second question you should ask is, what should you do? 第一个问题是不但是 为什么我们软弱，还有问我们应该做什么才可以刚强起来。Amen? Okay, 那往下。What you need to do is to do two things to start with.你需要做两件事。The first thing you need to do is to keep the word of God. The second thing you need to do is not to deny the name of Jesus. 弟兄姐妹，有两个重点。假如我们软弱的时候，我们需要做什么呢？我们需要遵守神的道，不要弃绝耶稣基督的名。Okay, I'm going to explain to you step by step. Keeping the word of God.Keeping the word of God. Keeping the word of God, in the book of John chapter 1 verse 1 say, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. 2 Timothy 3:16 say, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction. For instruction. 约翰福音第一章第三节第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。提摩太后书第三章十六节说什么呢？第三章十六节说，圣经是神所默示的，去教训、度责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。Brother and sister, those keep the word of God. The answer to the weakness of a Christian or of a church is because we do not keep the word of God.And the word of God is the Bible. Brother and sister, weak Christians do not read the Bible. If you do not read the Bible as a Christian, I doubt that your faith is genuine in God. So I would encourage you this morning, if you are a Christian, you need to read the word of God. Because in the beginning was the word was of God. The manifestation of the word is Jesus himself. But the written word is the Bible. Amen? It's the Bible.弟兄姐妹，我劝你，假如我们是基督徒，我们一定要读神的话语。神的话语就是圣经的话语。我们每一个基督徒需要读神的话语。假如没有读圣经的，你就软弱。读圣经的圣徒才是有能力的圣徒，才是有权柄的圣徒，才是能够活出那个圣洁的生活。Amen。那么弟兄姐妹，我为什么拣选那个约翰福音跟提摩太后书呢？ Why do I pick John and 2 Timothy? It's a very simple thing. The true manifestation of the word is Jesus Christ himself. Let me say very carefully. And the written word is the scripture. Amen? Say it again. The manifestation of the word itself, according to John, is Jesus Christ himself. He was in the beginning with God and he was the word.And the written word is the scripture that God given to us to help us grow as a Christian, which is recorded in 2 Timothy. 为什么我拣这两个圣经经文呢？就是说，约翰福音第一章第一节就说明，耶稣基督的本身就是道，这个道就是耶稣基督的本身。但是这个道里面也我们也是有写下来的道，我们所传的道就是圣经的道。Amen.圣经就是神的话语，圣经就是帮助我们增长的那个秘诀。往下，他们没有弃绝我的名。They did not deny my name. Do you know what that really means? That means that they have not given up in prayer. 他们是没有放弃祷告。Earlier we read in the book of John, chapter 14. 刚刚我们读过那个约翰福音第十四章，我就抓一两节跟大家分享。John 14, 13 to 14 say, Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. 你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们要奉我的名求什么，我必成就。John chapter 15, verse 16 say, You did not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. 约翰福音十五章十六节，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论求父，无论向父求什么，我就赐给你们。Brother and sister, not denying the name of Jesus suggests prayer. The way to strengthen a Christian is the Bible and prayer. You cannot depart from those two.弟兄姐妹，没有弃绝神的名，对我来说是说我们要常常的祷告。基督徒要刚强的话，你一定要读经，也要祷告，离不开这两件事。Amen 不 Amen？ 离不开这两件事。However, when you read this scripture, you got to be real careful. It say if you just take it out of context, you're going to be going to danger.弟兄姐妹，当我们读到 这一段的经文的时候，我们要小心，不能够断章取义。Okay? The Bible did say, "Whatever you ask, I will answer." Didn't say that? 弟兄姐妹，圣经是不是说你无论求什么，我都给你答案，对吗？对吗 ？However, there is a condition. Be real careful. 也有一个条件。第十三节 ，verse 13, going back to John 14.Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, that the Heavenly Father may be glorified in Jesus Christ. 你要奉我的名，无论求什么，就必成就，就必成就。叫父因他儿子，就是耶稣，叫父神因着耶稣得荣耀。Brother and sister, here's the condition.Whatever you ask, it will be given to you as long as that ask glorify God. 听得懂吗 ？Brother and sister, 你无论求什么，神都赐给我们，但是条件是那一件事你所求的一定要荣耀神。Amen? Amen? If you ask God, God, I'm going to go to the casino this afternoon and pull on that little tiger and I want $1 million, I guarantee it won't work. 假如你去那个 strip, 去 casino, 你说 神啊给我100万，得不着。为什么？ Why? Because it is not glorifying to God. What you ask have nothing to do with glorifying the Heavenly Father. 为什么呢？因为你所刚刚所求的对荣耀神一点关系都没有。 Amen 不 Amen? Amen 不 Amen? 所以我们要了解，不要抓一句话啊，我们求什么神都给我，不是这样的。 Amen? 不是这样的。 OK, 还有 John 15:16, 约翰福音15:16说什么呢？ What is that particular verse say? You are supposed to go bear fruit. 你要去结果子。 Amen? OK,What does that mean? That means that you have to go preach the gospel so to bring other people to Christ. That's what means bearing fruit, spiritually speaking means. 同意吗 ?Brother and sister, 这里说什么呢？这里说你要结果子，结果子的属灵的角度来看是什么？是要去传福音，传福音的别人信主呢，那个就是你的果子。同意吗 ?Amen? So brother and sister, again, whatever you ask,God will give you as long as you're asking for the purpose of the gospel so you could bear more fruit than Jesus will give you. 弟兄姐妹，你无论求什么，奉主的名求什么，他都给你，但是条件是 你所求的是求帮助你去结果子。 Amen? Amen? It's very, very straightforward. But yet, what the problem is, some preacher would take this one verse and doesn't read the rest of it. 问题是有些传道人跟你说前面那一句话，不要说下面那一句话，很危险。 Amen? 不 Amen? 很危险。 OK? OK, 所以我们往下。OK,给你说，还有旧约圣经说什么呢？ What did the Old Testament say? The Old Testament, Zechariah 4:6 say, he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. I might as well read Book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 before I continue.And you shall receive power that when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all of Judea, Samaria, and to end of the earth. 撒迦利亚书第四章第六节，他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的万军耶和华说呢，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，放人成事。使徒行传第一章第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，就是你们必得着能力，并且在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。Brother and sister, the Old Testament and the New Testament say the same thing. It is not by our own power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. 弟兄姐妹，旧约圣经是这样说，新约圣经也是这样说。说什么呢？说不是靠我们自己的力量，不是靠我们自己的聪明智慧，乃是靠神的灵方能成事。Amen. Brother and sister, if you read it very carefully in the book of Acts, you go home and read it for yourself. I'll just explain it to you. Jesus told his disciples to preach the gospel unto the whole world. But however, Jesus said, "Don't do anything yet."Wait till you have the power from the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit of power come upon you, then you have the power and the authority to preach the gospel. 听得懂吗？弟兄姐妹，假如你回去读《使徒行传》跟那个《路加福音》最后的一章的话，你会读得很清楚。耶稣吩咐门徒，在《马太福音》28章也是一样，吩咐门徒出去传福音，同意吗？但是在许多新传的时候，你们不要先跑出去去传福音，你要等到有圣灵的能力降临在你们身上，你们才可以出去传福音。 Amen? Amen? Let me just read it. I didn't write this. The Bible says so. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me unto the whole world. Amen? It comesThere is a before and an after. The before is you get the power from the Holy Spirit. The after is you go preach the gospel. Amen? 那么弟兄姐妹，当圣灵降临在你们身上，就是你们必得着能力，然后才说你们去传福音。Amen? 然后你去传福音。Okay, so brothers and sisters, let me kind of close this particular verse. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10,Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmity, in reproach, in needs, in persecution, in distress. And for Christ's sake, when I am weak, then I am strong. 哥林多后书十二章第十节，我为基督的缘故，就是软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦，都可以回喜乐的。因为什么时候我软弱，那什么时候我就刚强。What is Paul talking about when he write that verse? 保罗究竟说什么东西呢？ Actually, it's the same thing as the issue facing the church of Philadelphia. They are a weak church. But Paul said, when I am weak, I am actually going to become strong. 保罗究竟为什么写这一节的经文呢？好像看不清楚。跟那个腓拉铁腓那个教会的信息是有关联的。腓拉铁腓的教会是软弱的，但是保罗说，当我软弱的时候，就是我刚强的时候。 When we read chapter 3 verse 8 in the book of Revelation, what is the solution to weakness in a Christian or weakness in a church? 弟兄姐妹， 当我们读到启示录第三章第八节的时候，那个软弱的教会、软弱的肢体，他们需要的是什么呢？他们怎么样才可以刚强呢？ Actually, there's only three things. 只有三件事。Number one, 第一点，读经，神的道，神的话。Number one, 第一点就是说we have to rely on the scripture. We have to rely on the word of God. Amen? 第二点。Number two, 我们要祷告。We have to pray. The scripture and prayer is the key to power in a Christian. 弟兄姐妹，祷告跟读经是基督徒刚强的力量。第三点。Number three, you need to depend on the Holy Spirit. 你要靠着圣灵来生活。Amen? You cannot have the power to share the gospel with other people if you don't have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. 你跟别人讲耶稣，你没有圣灵的工作，你没有办法跟别人讲耶稣。你讲了半天，他还没有能力。Amen? When somebody preached the gospel and somebody decided to accept Jesus, somebody else decided to accept Jesus, I guarantee you that preacher or that pastor have absolutely, let me say it very carefully, and absolutely nothing to do with his sermon. Nothing. It is the work and the only solely work of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, no one can confess Jesus as Lord. 弟兄姐妹，我是做传道的，我跟我自己讲一句话。假如有一个传道人，一个牧师，一个长老跟另外一个人讲耶稣，传道的时候有那个人信耶稣，我告诉你，老实的告诉你，跟我的讲道，跟传道人讲道一点关系都没有，完全是圣灵的工作。圣灵的工作在那个人的心里面，给他一个悔改的心。 Amen? Amen? Brother and sister, do not think that we are anything. No wonder John said, let me decrease, let Jesus Christ increase. 所以四使约翰说，愿我卑微，愿神增高。 Amen? Amen? Brother and sister, understand this. Understand this.I don't care if you are Billy Graham who get tens of thousands of people to convert. He has nothing to do with it. Yes, now let me say this very carefully. Yes, God did use him. No question about it. But brother and sister, those people came forward is the working of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Do I hear amen? 弟兄姐妹，我不管你是 Billy Graham 也好，很多当他传道的时候，很多人进行来接受耶稣。我不是说神没有用他，你不要听清啊、你不要听错，神确定是用他，但是那些人上前来接受耶稣，不是他的工作，乃是圣灵的工作 ，Amen。那么弟兄姐妹，所以我跟你们说，你其他不听不见没关系，最重要听到这一点 ，The power from the weak church, the weak Christian regain the power.By reading the scripture, by praying in the name of Jesus, and also by the power of the Holy Spirit. 弟兄姐妹，一个软弱的教会，一个软弱的基督徒，我们能够得着能力，唯有读经，奉耶稣的名祷告，还有奉圣灵的同在。Amen? 离不开这几个，往上。Oh boy, am I going over time? Am I going over time? What time do you guys end? I'm serious, what time do you guys end?11:43, it's already 45. I still have 15 more minutes. 对不起，对不起，对不起，对不起，我也讲快一点。OK, 往下。那么弟兄姐妹，我们讲到这个第九节了。我们讲到第九节了。第九节说，对不起，那个，对不起，这个三章第八节。第八节就是说我为了开了那么。Verse 8 say, I open the door for you. The second half of that verse say, I open the door for you. No one can shut. Okay, let's move on real quick. What does the door actually mean? The door actually mean, number one, very important, number one, is that Jesus said in John 10:9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out to find pasture. First and foremost, Jesus is the door that leads to eternal life.约翰福音第十章第九节，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草气。首先耶稣基督就是生命的门，就是那个永生的门。 Amen? OK, 还有往下， 那个敞开的门也关的门是也关乎关乎那个传道的门。为什么我这样说呢？ It is also talking about the gospel door. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9, Paul said, A great and effective door has opened to me, but there are many adversaries.哥林多前书十六章第九节，因为有宽大又有功效的门为我打开，并且反对我的人也很多。那个Book of Acts chapter 16 verse 6 and 7, and when they gone through Pamphylia, Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia.After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. 使徒行传十六章第六节到第七节，圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚的讲道，他们就经过佛律家加拉他的一带的地方，到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往那个比推拉去。耶稣的灵却不许。 Brother and sister, in addition to Jesus is the door that leads to eternal life, this scripture also talks about the gospel door. The gospel door can be open for us and also can be shut for us. Okay, I just show you the scripture. 弟兄姐妹，那个门打开的门是代表到那个耶稣是那个永生的门。Okay.因为我刚刚已经给你们看过这个经文，不用多解释了。但是也代表到那个福音的门，福音的门有开的，有关的，就是我说的圣经说的，你看见吗？有些人为保罗开了，有些人为保罗关的，同意吗 ？Brother and sister, this might not mean much to you in this particular verse, but I will tell you as a preacher of the gospel, this hit home with me.弟兄姐妹，也许你看见这两节经文，你觉得哦，对我有什么关系？但是当我是传道人的时候，我跟你说，这两节经文对我蛮有意思。Why？ 现在今天我有机会跟你们分享，就是十多年前有人帮助我介绍在这个教会，我就偶然的一年三次四次来这里跟你们分享。第一个就是耶稣开的门，听得懂吗？但是有些时候耶稣也关了门， Amen? Brother and sister, this means a lot to me as a preacher of the gospel. Some 10 years ago, I don't know, 定讲了多久了， over 10 years, 对不对？超过十年的时间，我一年三次四次来你们中间跟你们分享神的信息。这个就是神开的门，听得懂吗？这个是神开的门，好像保罗所说的，也有些时候也要关的门。弟兄姐妹，是按着圣灵的带领。 I tell you true, if God opened a gospel door to a preacher, no one can shut it. If God shut it, no one can open it. 我跟你说，一个传道人最重要了解的，神开的门没有人能关，神关的门也没有人能开。 Some of you know that once a year I go to Philippines to share the gospel, This last couple of years, I record video to share with them every other month. I actually preach every even month in that church via video. I'll tell you true. I'm going to just speak it in English, and those of you who understand. I tell you true. When I first went there in 2015, I happened to go to the city called Cebu City. I don't even know. My wife and I don't even know where that city is. We have to look it up on Google. And then God led me there.And afterward, we found out that's the door that God opened for us. And I don't know why. I'm just keep on going there. And except for the 3 years of the COVID, I go there every year. That is the open door for us. Amen? 弟兄姐妹，这个我不需翻译了哈，因为时间的问题，我往下看。OK, 那个腓立铁的教会，因为有一些人会了解到神的道，有一些人要跟奉神的耶稣的名祷告，他们有一个好处。There is one good thing about the church in Philadelphia. Verse 9. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue Satan who say they are Jews and but are not but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before you, before your feet and know that I have loved you. 撒旦是一回的，自称是犹太人，其实他们不是犹太人，他是谎话的。他们要在那个腓立铁的教会有一天要崇拜他。Amen? 这个是圣经所说的，我讲的比较快一点。Okay, brother and sister, the one thing that is good about the church in Philadelphia is that they could separate the true from the false. They could separate the true gospel and the true servant of God from the false gospel and the false servant of God. Amen? 弟兄姐妹，这里呢是代表什么呢？这是有一个好处，腓拉铁菲的教会有一个好处，但是就是他们能够分别真的与假的，也可以分别真的基督徒也假的基督徒，真的传道人也假的传道人。 Amen? 这个是圣经所说的，他们的好处就是这里。但是呢，但是圣经下一句话是说，他们就有一天要在他的脚下来侍奉他。 And the last sentence in that whole verse is that I will make them come to worship you before your feet. Wait a minute, that's kind of strange. 那那个我要使他们在你脚前下拜。 OK, 假如你略略的读过，你就不了解这个究竟讲什么，是讲到末后的日子。末后的日子是怎么样呢？末后的日子就是说在这个启示录二十章的时候，你会讲到我们要跟着耶稣基督一同做王一千年，到那个时候他们就跪拜在那个真的信徒的脚前来崇拜，来侍奉他。 Brother and sister, if you go forward to the book of Revelation chapter 20, you will realize that we will reign with Christ for 1,000 years. At that point, these people, this false people, the false, they are not true Christian, they are not truly saved, they will be worshipping before the true follower of Christ, just like you and me. Verse 10 and 11a. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I will keep you from the hours of trial which shall come upon the whole earth, and to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Brother and sister, 弟兄姐妹，在第十节到十一节说，当那个天下受炼的时候，受苦的时候，我不会叫你们要经过，因为我要快来。 OK, 那么弟兄姐妹，当我们读到那个时候呢，我们要了解一个重要的字， we have to pay attention to the hours of trial, the hour of difficulty. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 9 say, For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.接下来，《罗马书》第五章第九节，因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们接着我们的主耶稣基督得救。当我们往下看的时候，主必快来 ，God will Jesus is coming quickly. And there is a word that we must pay attention to. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10 say to wait for the Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, who will pay attention now.Deliver us from the wrath to come. 接下来罗马加前书第一章第十节，等候他的儿子就是耶稣从天上降下，就是他从死里复活，哪位救我们脱离愤怒的耶稣？愤怒的耶稣 very very important. OK, 有很多人说教会被提是灾难前，七年的灾难前，还是灾难中，还是灾难后？A lot of people have in the Christendom have argued whether or not the rapture of the church comes before the Great Tribulation, in the middle of the Great Tribulation, and the end of the Tribulation. Actually, all three are true, I believe. I could prove it to you by scripture, but not today, unless you want to stay until 5 p.m. today. Okay? Okay, now, let me tell you. True church, let me pay attention now. True church, true Christians will be raptured, I believe, before the Great Tribulation period.假如是真的基督徒，你是真的相信神的，我相信我们是大灾难之前来被提的。 Why? 为什么呢？刚刚我们读过那个神的真怒，神的愤怒，耶稣的愤怒。 We read earlier in Thessalonians about the wrath of Jesus, the wrath of Jesus. Amen? Okay, what is the great tribulation? 那个大灾难究竟是什么？假如读经的时候你读得清清楚楚的话，在那个启示录第六章十六节到十七节 第十五章第一节到第七节，十五章第七节，十六章第一节。If you read the Revelation very carefully, in chapter 6, verse 16 to 17, 15:1, 15:7, 16:1, what does it say? 这说什么呢？ That time is the wrath, either referred to as the wrath of God or the wrath of the Lamb. 导人来读的时候呢，那一段经文对我们说呢，因为有些说有些经文是说神的愤怒，有些经文说是羔羊的愤怒， Amen. Okay. 那弟兄姐妹， earlier we read in the first Thessalonians that we are kept from the wrath. 那个帖撒罗尼迦书对我们说，我们不是受刑，不是受到耶稣基督的愤怒，对吗？ Okay, 我刚刚读过。Okay, let me give you one more argument. 我还要给你们一个 argument.对不起啊，我过了 overtime 啊，你们还没有睡觉 ，OK？OK，、okay? okay, 那给我多几分钟。If it is the wrath of God, we must ask who we are relative to Jesus. Amen. 假如是耶稣基督的愤怒，我们要问我们是耶稣基督有什么关系 ？OK？ 那么弟兄姐妹，当我们读经文的时候 ，when we read the scripture, what is our relationship with God?Our relationship with Jesus is that we're Jesus' body. The scripture is posted, okay? I don't need to repeat it. And also, we have a husband and wife relationship. Also, we have a relationship that we're Jesus' bride. Amen? 那么弟兄姐妹，我们是谁呢？教会是谁呢？我们是耶稣基督的身体，我们是夫妻的问题，我们是耶稣基督的幸福。Amen? Amen? Now, let me ask you a simple question. Since it is the wrath of Jesus...Would Jesus beat up his wife and beat up his body? 假如这一个大灾难是耶稣基督的愤怒，我问你一个问题：耶稣会将他的愤怒给他的教会吗？给他的身体吗？给他的妻子吗 ？Amen. 不要说耶稣 ，Don't even talk about Jesus. Let me ask you a question: If any one of the guys go home and beat up your wife tonight, I guarantee you, if you are caught, you're going to be in jail.弟兄姐妹，不要说神那方面，说人那方面，好不好？假如我们弟兄，你今天晚上回去鞭打你的妻子，你给他受伤，我告诉你，你抓这警察抓到你，你一定要坐牢，同意吗？同意吗 ？Brother and sister, it's a simple logic. It's a simple logic. If this applies to human system, I don't believe that Jesus is going to beat up his wife.I don't care what anybody say. 我不相信耶稣会鞭打他的妻子。我不管你说什么，因为首先你要明白那个大灾难究竟是什么。You have to understand what is the great tribulation first of all. Okay, let's go on. 我必快来，你要洗手你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Brother and sister, we have a crown coming.2 Timothy, amen? Paul said, I have a crown of righteousness waiting for me and also for anyone from all of those who love the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. 弟兄姐妹，提摩太后书耶稣那个保罗说，我有公义的冠冕为我存留，而不但是为他存留，也为所有盼望爱慕耶稣基督显现，耶稣基督再来的人，就是你跟我， amen?所以我们不要给魔鬼夺去我们的冠冕。Don't let the devil take away our crown. Oops. And 第三章最后的一两节就是说，神给我们一个新的名。In the last couple of verses in that particular passage, God said, Jesus said, I will give you a new name that no one knows. I will give you a new name. And also,This is consistent with the message to the church in Pergamos. They also, in the second chapter of the book of Revelation, God will also give them a new name. Also, God will give them a new name. 这一个跟那个别加摩教会的信息是同质的，是第二章十七节里面说，他们给他一个新的名。这个是 last slide, don't worry, I'm going to end soon. If you casually, I've been reading it for many years,I did not really understood it until very recently. 我读过这个经文也不小遍，但是呢，最近我才明白那个什么意思。Okay, let me back up. A lot of time when Jesus preached the gospel, what does he use? He used parable. 同意吗？ Agree? 弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督传道，他很多时候是用什么？用比喻对我们说 ，Amen。Why does he use parable? Because he used parable so that we can relate to it. If you're a farmer, he used a farming parable, you understand. If you're a fisherman, he used fishing parable, you understand. 弟兄姐妹，为什么耶稣用比喻？因为假如他用他们很高的道理跟我们讲，我们听不懂。OK， 这是他对渔夫说，他是用渔夫的那个比喻，对吗？他那个农夫说，他就是农夫的比喻，对他们说，他们就听得懂 ，Amen。OK， when I read this again, all of a sudden, I have an interesting observation。当我读到这一节经文的时候，我觉得有个很奇妙的那个启示。Did you know there's a Western culture?在那个西方的国家，中国有些是，有些不是。In the Western culture, normally, at least in the past, now there's too many liberalism. Okay, in the past, when a woman marry a man, what happened? She has a new name. 这个姐妹微笑，这是 a new name. My wife used to be a Tong, now she is a Quok. 听得懂吗？弟兄姐妹，在西方的那个文化里面。这是在美国也很流行的，最近的比较 too liberal， OK， 以前的一般来说，一个女生结婚的时候呢，她的 last name， 她的姓就改了她先生的姓， Amen， Amen， 听得懂吗？ OK， brother and sister， let me tell you something， who are we again？ 我们是谁啊？我们是耶稣的信徒。 We are what？ We are the bride of Jesus。Amen. We need a new name. 我们需要一个新的名字。为什么呢？ When you say you have a new name, that means that you go into the family that belongs to your husband. You understand what I mean? 我们当我们那个女生改她的姓，跟她丈夫的姓一样，就是她加入她丈夫的家庭。Amen. 那么弟兄姐妹 ，same idea.When we believe and trust and obey Jesus, we are become the part of the family of what? Family of God. Amen? Amen? We should adopt the name of Jesus and behave as a proper wife of Jesus. 弟兄姐妹，我们信耶稣的时候，好像一个比喻一样，我们要进入神的家庭，耶稣的家庭，同意吗？那么也是变成耶稣的家庭，我们是他的信徒，我们应该什么？我们应该是 very proper wife unto Jesus， Amen。弟兄姐妹，这里就是腓拉铁腓的信息。This is the message to the church in Philadelphia. I hope is helpful to all of us. 我希望能够帮助大家，弟兄姐妹。I am so sorry we ran out, went over time, and now you lost 15 minutes on your lunch time.我们做个祷告。 Heavenly Father, we come before you, and Lord, we ask the anointing of the Holy Spirit to continue to work in our heart, work in our soul, work in our spirit to revive us. Not that we are weak any longer, but we are strengthened in your power through believing and trusting in the scripture, obeying and praying in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and have the anointing of the Holy Spirit to come upon us to help us. When we are weak, then we are strong.In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.